May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Tonight, here at CTK, our Wednesday night Bible study, we dive into Romans chapter 8. So my mind is kind of consumed with Romans chapter 8. Interesting thing about Romans chapter 8, it starts with that amazingly famous verse that says there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But the very last verse of Romans chapter 8 says neither height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Starts off by saying there's no condemnation for you who are in Christ, and it ends by saying there's no separation from the love of God because you're in Christ. So here's the thing. I think one of the most diabolical things that the enemy does to a believer is to hound them with thoughts that somehow they can lose their salvation. And some people are more susceptible to that than others. It's got a lot to do with their personality type or their culture that they grew up in or things that were said to them, whether they were made to feel like a failure in life, whatever. But it all comes back to thinking somehow you don't deserve because your behavior has not been perfect enough. When the whole point of the gospel is he took all that out of our hands. So that has absolutely nothing to do with us. It's just grace. He reconciled us to himself. Now think about that. Let's say you had a relationship with somebody and there's enmity between you and that person. And you didn't have any desire to fix it. And so this other person goes, here's, I'll tell you what we're going to do. You don't really want to fix this. It was really your fault. But I love you so much, I'm going to do something. I'm going to put you to sleep, but I'm going to be you, and I'm going to be me. And I'm going to act like you reconciling yourself to me. And so now I'm going to be you reconciling you to me. And then I'm going to wake you up, and we're going to be reconciled. And that all you have to do is believe that magic. This is what we were talking about yesterday. Now, there's a couple of things I'm doing now. I told the Lord yesterday, I said, okay, Lord, this is the things you put in my heart. There's a book I'm reading. It's kind of a heavy book. It's good stuff. Theology thing, but it's fun theology stuff. But then I'm having to finish writing some things, and I now have this passion to read through again and again and again the whole Chronicles of Narnia thing. So I'm thinking about quitting my job and just doing all that and showing up every once in a while and saying something meaningful. I don't know. That'd probably be the best thing for everybody if I did that too. But it's this issue that he uses about the deeper magic of grace. And when God says that he reconciled himself to us, it says he reconciled all things in heaven and on earth. That's deep magic. And all that we have to do is believe that. So believe it. Either you believe it or don't believe it. You say, but what if I don't believe it enough? Believing it enough doesn't make it happen. It happened. And the truth is, let me read this to you. This will blow your mind. This blows my mind. This is not even the scripture I was thinking about. But this is a mind blower. This is chapter 3 of Galatians, verse 16. No, chapter 2, I'm sorry. Nevertheless, knowing that no person is justified, made righteous, saved, by the works of the law, anything you can do or not do, but through, now here's the language, but it says in my Bible, but through faith in Christ Jesus. But here's what it says. Here's the grammar. Here's what it's supposed to be written as. Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified or woman, I'm inclusive. That was funny. Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we may be justified by the faith of Jesus Christ, and not by the works of anything that we do. For not by anything that we do can a person be justified. And here's what he says. He says, here's the deal. Is that he believed that what he did worked. He believes that you've been reconciled to God. He believes it. So all I got to do is just like not try hard to believe, just go, okay, I believe that you believe it, and so I can rest in that. Yep. You mean it's not dependent on how much I believe it, but that you believe it? I can count on that. Yep. You hear what I just said to you? You're not counting on anything that you do. You're not trying to cling with some kind of special perfect faith. He says you're justified by what he believes he accomplished. And all I'm doing is counting on the fact that he believes it. That's faith. You've made faith into some kind of works. But what if my faith isn't perfect enough? But what if his is? Huh? But what if my faith isn't perfect enough? But what if his is? Oh, so I can just count on that? Yep. And that's all that's required of you. That you believe that he believes that what he did was perfect. And you can count on the fact that he believes that. That's liberating. That's grace. That's deeper magic. Yeah, but what if I'm one of the ones? You understand that the whole world was reconciled to God through Christ? The whole world. Oh, are you saying, Bishop, everybody's saved? No, no, no. I'm saying the whole world has been reconciled to God. And therefore, those who hear the gospel, the good news, that God did something that he believes in, and if you'll just count on that, then you get to enjoy it. It's no harder than that. Why would he make it harder than that? Why would he pursue us through the ages and say, I love you so much. Nothing can separate you from my love. I love you so much that I'm going to become one of you and suffer everything humans suffer, be tempted every way, just so I can make it harder for you. I want to play some cruel game and go warmer, warmer, colder, colder. No, yeah, no, yeah, maybe not. That's ridiculous. It's not even logical, right? Because here's who he is. This is Jeremiah 1. This is a word about God. Woe is me, the Lord says, because of my injury. My wound is incurable. But I said, truly, this is a sickness, and I must and will bear it. What sickness is he talking about? His heart for us. His love sickness. His heart for us. It's like God's love for Israel. I mean, they were so unfaithful. And God's wound for them, his love for them, he chose that, even though it hurt him sometime. Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing you did, nothing you'll ever do, nothing you might do can separate you from the love of Christ. If you're in Christ, well, how do I know if you're in Christ? Well, do you count on the fact that he believes that you are? That he accomplished that on your behalf? He believes that. He believes it was perfect. Are you just counting on that? Do you believe that? He believes that? That's what it says. We're crucified with Christ, nevertheless we live, yet not us, but Christ who lives in us. And the life which we now live in this flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God. We've made it so hard. We've even created faith into a formula, into a works. Some kind of performance. It's so much better than that. It's so much deeper than that. It's so much more incredible than that. Because you see, what the enemy fears is that you'll get past the threshold. He wants to keep you stuck inside the door, still wondering if you're in. So you can never explore the whole house. That's why he does want us to hear the truth. that he has faith in his finished work on your behalf. He believes that you've been reconciled to God. He did it for you. He knows that you have been because he became you and did it for you. He believes that. And he knows that if you'll just count on what he believes based on his performance, like either your performance or your perfect faith, you're just counting on what he believes. You're just depending on what he believes. You're putting your eggs in all the basket in what he believes. He knows, the enemy knows, that if you get that, then there's no limit to the healing and wholeness that can come forth in your life. Because he didn't do all that just so you get through the door. It's so that you'd enjoy the whole house. You're a co-heir with Christ. You get to experience everything he is and everything that he has. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.